It must be a joy for people who live round here to see people coming in to be here properly. Do you think that's what's
possibly
made the big difference, really? That
because somebody was talking about maybe building more social housing in along the village, and they had a meeting, and apparently quite a lot of the incomers were saying, we don't want more people like that living here. And I thought that was pretty horrible, because actually the people living in those houses are local people. Mm. And I think it would be really, really, really good. We need more social housing in communities like this, because it's a good place for people to live. And actually, carefully and considerately expanding small communities like that with social housing, I think is a much better way to move forward than just packing more and more people into bigger and ever bigger towns. Quite a radical view. But she actually said the incomers, none of them wanted more social housing.
Are there a lot of incomers?
Around? Yeah, there are, aren't there? You're local, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm a bit of both, really, because I grew up here and went away and I suppose came back and behaved as an incomer for a bit. Because there's two examples locally of houses that have been bought up as second homes as opposed to holiday lets. So they are people who are only coming for a number of weekends a year and perhaps 1 or 2 weeks during school holidays. So they really aren't inputting into the community in any way.
They intended to. He was told that he was being moved to Sheffield, and then I think they kept him in London. So
right, okay.
So they bought a house that they couldn't move into and decided they'd keep it anyway. And it makes me really sad, because there was an old schoolhouse at the top of our lane, little building, and it was a local lad. He lived at Brailer Bar. Mm. I think that's local. And he bought it and he couldn't get planning permission to live in it. Mm. And he sold it now, and it's been sold to a couple from Nottingham who are running it as a holiday cottage. And you sort of think, you could have had a local lad living there.
Yeah.
We need more young people who are going to have children. I taught in the local schools, and it makes me really sad, because I taught at Flash School and it's closed. And Longmore School would be the next at the rate it's going. Mm. And then Hollinsworth School's one on its own, because it's a flexi school, because it's got all these home edders.
And we're always heading down the same route.
So you do holiday cottage rentals, don't you? Was that something that you took on when you came here straight away, was it?
It was sold with rentals already in. I hate it. Absolutely hate it with a vengeance.
What, you hate doing it? You hate the whole business?
I hate the whole business of it. I would love to do something else with it. I would love to see a young family living there, but try and tell people about that.
Mm.
You know, the young people that know around here, they can't afford to buy houses unless they move. Planning policies shaped it too. Mm. And if that had been able to be converted, the person that sold us this house, for her family to live in, they would probably still be here.
Yeah. Yes.
It would probably still be a larger, proper working farm. But it had to be a holiday cottage.
You can't get your head around it, can you?
You can't. It's so amazing. Now we've got loads of middle class people who can hobby farm. You know, not me, really. Loads of incomers. And you've got a rapidly ageing farming population. We've got a rapidly ageing population in the Peak District, I presume. Mm. Do demographics prove that? I presume they do.
They do, yeah.
But this is the operation, isn't it? I can't tell you that, you know, the number of properties you see that for sale like this, you know, farmhouse and a couple of acres and holiday cottage, holiday let.
Yeah.
As your nice little income earner,